Hello and welcome to another episode of Forkful of Noodles. I'm Krish Mohan. So last October, most of us had to come to terms that thanks to human activity, climate change is now a fixed reality. We also realized that the film Suicide Squad was not just bad for the DC film franchise, but also Harley Quinn's career. Despite the realization about climate change, we have not decided to divest from oil, even though one of the biggest demonstrations of nonviolent activism was against the North Dakota Access Pipeline, we still haven't decided to push alternative fuels. Solar energy has been proven to be one of the cleanest forms of energy, but people continue to speak out against it. A major issue that they bring up is that the sun goes away at night. I mean, the sun is out partying every night, and then it comes back in the morning to us for the stability. The sun knows we're going to be around. I mean, well, kind of. If we can't figure out how to convert its photons and heat into energy, we're probably going to burn ourselves to a crisp or all die in our sleep. And then the sun is left a cosmic widow. In some parts of the world, the sun disappears for like days and months at a time. It doesn't write, it doesn't call, and then it just shows up and stays there for a while. I mean, in those parts of the world, the sun acts like a kid that went to art school and is still trying to find itself and goes on vision quests every 6 months. People used to worship the sun, and now we're disrespecting it by not maximizing what it has to offer. The sun has provided us with light, heat, life support for plants, the gift of melanin through tans, and the ability to burn up anthills. I mean, plants use the sun as a source of energy, and we're not better than plants, so why wouldn't we even consider using it as a source of energy? If we're not going to accept the help that the sun gives us, then yeah, of course it's gonna go party with that whore Mercury every single night. The point of solar is to be able to use the energy from the sun even at night, which is why any company that is proposing the advancement of solar energy proposes to have a rechargeable battery that can store energy for the use at night or during a power outage. I mean, for the first time in human history, batteries are included with something. And not just anything, like something that's actually useful. I mean, this is huge. We've skipped on batteries for action figures, flashlights, vibrators, and gone straight to renewable energy. Tesla is one of those companies that is trying to advance alternative energies. Most people know Tesla and its owner Elon Musk for the battery-powered electric cars. Some of you might also know Tesla as the guy that David Bowie once played in the film The Prestige. Tesla's mission is to generate sustainable energy and have the ability to store it for later use and create seamlessly integrated systems that are affordable for all of us to use. Tesla's plan on how to power homes is pretty incredible. They propose solar roofs that look like shingles. This will be connected to a battery to help store energy that can be used for powering the house in the future. And this will also help push the idea of the Gigafactory, which will be able to store energy from any source, whether it be a solar roof, or panels, or a grid. I mean, this could eventually lead to a fully electric battery-powered or even solar-powered car. This means we're two steps away from achieving flying cars. This could lead to a society run by stored energy. We wouldn't need to dig for oil, but rather dig into gardens to plant fruits. We wouldn't need to build these pipelines over people's homes, but rather pipelines of clean water for homes. This could also lead to clothing that could act as its own energy generator, which would mean that no one will be walking around asking to use your phone charger anymore. They could just charge their own phones with their hats. People are still not convinced on solar being a solution for our energy issues. There's a lot of cons that people bring to the light about solar, particularly that they are inefficient energy producers and they take up a lot of room. But with Tesla solar roofs, that becomes a non-issue. I mean, the estimated energy output for a solar panel is 8 to 45%, but that's because we really didn't have a great way of storing the energy. Also, distance. The amount of distance anything has to travel makes a difference, too. The current coal-powered electric power plants have a 20 to 25% efficiency. About 65% of the energy that coal can produce is immediately lost in the initial burn. And then the electricity has to travel from these large power lines for mile after mile, and there's energy loss as heat. And if it's a hot day, you're losing even more energy, and these power lines really can't take a bath to cool off because, you know, then we'd all die. We would die. The solar roof decreases the distance between the energy producer and the user, and the ability to store it means that it's way more efficient. Now with the ability to store it and a battery pack, that could put each house on its own self-sustaining system. So how do you charge people for using the sun's energy? I mean, the sun wants its cut, and it's probably going to be represented by some energy and utility corporations. What this means is a new model of looking at utilities. If we have self-sustaining homes, apartments, and cars, you can't charge people for using the sun's energy. But if we set up a gigafactory as a backup energy reserve and people start tapping into that, maybe an economic model can be set up for the use of the gigafactory. You could also add a little fee every single month for maintenance and checkups of your panels and your battery packs and, you know, the tune-up of your hat to charge your phone. I know there's still some people out there not convinced on the idea of solar roofs or turning anything we have into a solar power generating apparatus. You know, what happens when the weather turns and it's hailing and it looks like the second coming of Christ? Not to worry. As Musk shows, these roofs are way stronger than your average roof. You can be sure that they'll be able to take the brunt of a rainstorm or hail or an enraged weightlifter. And the Republicans will be on board with the idea of these panels because now we're going to have to train and hire people not just to fix and maintain these panels that store energy for the gigafactory, but also to clean the panels. I mean, that's job creation from a socialist and liberal idea. I mean, if Republicans or Congress in general isn't going to do anything about it, I guess Elon Musk and his tech-savvy nerd friends will. Someone will wind up keeping their promises to the American people. Another issue that people have with solar panels is that they are ugly. Eyesores, blinding reflections of humanity's imperfections on rooftops. Which is why Musk's idea of converting shingles to solar panels changes the game. I mean, humanity will throw away an idea if it's not aesthetically pleasing. Even if it's a device that can save your mother's life, it'll get tossed out if it doesn't coordinate with your outfit. I mean, how dare you bring a plaid solution to a striped problem? Musk talks about the criticisms his cars got were primarily about the way they looked. You know, which is why if you can integrate new and advancing technology that can truly help the human race with something that already exists, then the folks consumed by the idea of commercialism and traditional beauty will be on board. Basically, if it looks like something they want to bang, they'll buy it. Saving the planet with sex appeal is the only way to save the planet. Having a system like this means more energy for more people. Countries like India are looking into solar to help rural areas get access to more power, medicine, and the internet. There are so many parts of the world that are stuck in the 19th century, and we have the means to help them advance into the 21st century for cheap, which means that they can now be better educated, better fed, and we can get them really, really cool-looking hats, and they can help us solve that flying car problem that we are 100% going to create. We'd have a society that works for itself and the sun, which is fine, because if this one implodes, we will then probably have the means that we could go find another sun to shack up with. And that all starts with one simple concept. Batteries finally included. Thanks so much for tuning into this week's Forkful of Noodles. I have live stand-up comedy dates coming up. I'm going to be on tour with David Coulter for the Southern Insecurities Comedy Tour. We're going to be coming to Charlottesville, Asheville, Nashville, Huntsville, Memphis, Chattanooga, Atlanta. So you can go to my website, ramennoodlescomedy.com. That's R-A-M-A-N, noodlescomedy.com for all the ticket details there. And you can also subscribe to my Bandcamp page. You will get all of my albums, and you will get a monthly unreleased material for only $5 a month. And if you would like to support DIY stand-up comedy video series like this one and my podcast, Taboo Table Talk, you can donate to my Patreon at patreon.com/KrishMohanHaHa. And I hope to see you guys at a live show. Thank you again for supporting and watching the show. Thanks for getting into it.